Welcome to the Daily International OU Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Shlishi, the 14th day of the month of Av. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you would like to sponsor future calls, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to introduce Rabbi Moshe Rubi, Mora D'Astra of Knesset Israel Congregation in Birmingham, Alabama, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Rubi slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130, followed by the Mishaberach Lecholim and Acheinu. We will conclude the call with a brief conversation with Rabbi Rubi to learn more about the great community of Birmingham, Alabama. And please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rubi.
Thank you, Naftali. First of all, thank you, Naftali, and to the Orthodox Union for giving me the honor of allowing me to speak today. Before I begin, I want to say, before we get into words of inspiration, you know, sometimes when we talk about Divrei Chizuk, we might get the idea that, oh, it's wrong to feel worried, it's wrong to feel scared for all the looks like Meshuggah and the things going on in the entire world. And that's just, it's not true. To be scared at this point in time is to be human. To be worried is to be human, and we should never feel that, that's wrong. We shouldn't feel worried or sad or anything like that. It's true. If anything, we know from studying Tanakh and Chazal is that these emotions need to be expressed, that they're real, and we shouldn't feel bad for having them. But to say just words of inspiration, if we wish to, for a moment, rise above them at least. The Talmud in Sanhedrin on a page 101a quotes the verse that says, all the days of the afflicted are bad, but those with a good heart party constantly. And they say, what does that refer to? They say it refers to the person whose all of his days are bad are those that have very narrow, are those whose knowledge or da'at mindsets are kitzara, are narrow. But those that are partying constantly have what's called a da'at rechava, a wide knowledge, a wide mindset, a broader picture. And what the Gemara is telling us, it's saying that if we want to become inspired or to calm ourselves down, to achieve some balance, what we need is to broaden our mindset, to look at a slightly bigger picture. Of course, you know, a lot of us, you know, it's a very, very scary time, but we also do need that balance to be able to look at a bigger picture, if only just for a little while, to help us out. This concept is given all over Chazal as a comfort. For instance, Rav J.J. Schachter on Tisha B'Av, at his Tisha B'Av Zoom, he quoted the Gemara that calls Tisha B'Av the day of tragedy in our Jewish history. He calls it a moed, a festival. The verse calls it a festival, and in some ways it is there. We don't say certain prayers that we would usually omit on a festival. And he said, why is it called a festival? And because Tisha B'Av, quotes the Gemara, and it quotes the Chida, he says, because on Tisha B'Av, yes, tragedies happened, but if you look at the bigger picture, God took his anger and he put it on sticks and stones. He put it on the Beit HaMikdash, and he did not put it on all of Israel. He did not choose to destroy all of Israel. He poured out his anger on the Beit HaMikdash, and in that, it is a moed. It is a moed. It's something that we can celebrate, breathe a sigh of relief, and say, okay, we suffered a great tragedy, but it wasn't 100% destruction, and that God put his anger on the Beit, on on bricks and stones, which is a tragedy, but Baruch Hashem, Israel was saved. And further on, we know that the Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Hasidism, he wrote in one of the only letters we have from him, he wrote to his brother-in-law, he said that he, in one of his prayerful experiences, he knew that there was going to be a terrible war waged that would destroy and wipe out all the Jewish communities in Eastern Europe in the 18th century. And he begged the Kaddish Baruch Hu, he said, please don't do that. And God said, okay, instead I'm going to send a disease, which won't wipe out all the Jews, but it's going to be a pandemic. And at the time of the pandemic, the Baal Shem Tov, what the Baal Shem Tov said, he said, okay, we averted destruction. We averted this destruction. Okay, we had the pandemic. We had this, but Baruch Hashem, we avoided the 100% total destruction. And I've heard a lot of congregants say to me, a lot of people say to me, they said, you know, Rabbi, you know, this is a terrible thing. Mamish, COVID-19 is just, it's horrible. But with all the tensions going on in the world, who knows what kind of thing we averted through this? Who knows what kind of thing that we avoided? In fact, they said, could this be the beginning of redemption? Could this be part of the process of Mashiach? Because what's happening now through COVID-19, again, just to look at the larger picture, not to discount the suffering and of everybody who's suffering and all the worry that's happening, but just to look at the bigger picture, the countries are all working together. We haven't even had a hope of a vaccine in such a short time. It's incredible. And why? Because everybody's working together, perhaps kicking and screaming, all the countries that were all loggerheads, but now we're all facing a common enemy. Perhaps when this is all over, this can lead to a redemption for the world. This can help move the process of redemption of the Mashiach further, that people can start working together, that people can get used to it, and they say, you know, we put our heads together to solve a common problem. Maybe we can continue to do that. Bezrat Hashem, we hope that through all of this, that it should lead to something good. It should lead to good good things. Let us all look and see that bigger picture, and we hope that we can take that comfort and pray for a better day. We can pray that at the end of this there's a light at the end of this tunnel, and we pray to Hashem for that. So, on Naftali, should I recite now, Dylan?
The Chavot, please.
Yes. Okay. Tehillim, chapter 20. L'natzeach mizmor leDavid, for the conductor a song of David. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara yisagevcha shem Elohei Yaakov. Hashem will answer you on the day of travail. He will strengthen you by the name of the God of Jacob. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh mitzionis adeka. He will send you help from his sanctified abode, and from Zion he will support you. Yizkor kol min chosecha ba'olasecha yedash neselah. He will remember all of your tributes and your offerings. He will cause you to become satiated. Yitem lechach kovavecha b'chol atzatzcha yimalei. He will give to you according to your heart, and all that you want, he will fulfill. Neranana b'shuasecha b'shem Eloheinu nigol yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha. We will sing by your salvation, and in the name of God we will be risen up, and Hashem will fulfill all of your requests. Atayah dati ki yoshi Adonai mishicho ya'anehu mishmei kadosho b'gvuros yesha yimino. Now I know that Hashem saves through His anointed. He will answer us from His sanctified heavenly abode with the strength of His right hand of salvation. Some people do with chariots. Some people work with horses. Or others tanks. But we, in the name of God, we will remember. They will bend over and fall, but we will get up and we will be reinvigorated. Adonai Hoshia HaMelech Yaneinu V'Yamkareinu. Hashem will save us on that day. He will answer us on the day that we call Him. 27. L'David Adonai Ori V'Yishi Mimi Ira. Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Achad. Hashem is my light and my salvation. From whom shall I fear? Hashem is the strength, the strength of my life, from whom will I fear? Bikrov alai meraim aholas b'sari tarai ba'oi v'ayli hema kashlu b'nafalu. When evildoers surround me to eat my flesh, and their enemies around me, they will stumble, they will fall. Im takaneh alai machaneh lo yirali bi im takum alai milchama b'zos anivoteach. If like an encampment surrounds me, my heart will not fear. If my heart, if war gets up all around me, I will be confident in this. I will request one thing from God, I will seek it, on that I will dwell in the house of God all the days of my life, to see the splendor of Hashem, to visit in His to visit in His sanctuary. For God has hidden me in His sukkah on the day of evil. He has cloaked me in His tent and with His strength He exalts me. And now my head will raise up over my enemies around me, and I will sacrifice in His tent sacrifices of thanks. I will sing and I will praise to God. Shema Adonai Koli Ekra V'Chaneni V'Aneni. Hear Hashem, my voice. I will call. Please answer me. V'cho Amai Libi G'vachshu Panai Panecha Adonai V'Kesh. To you, my heart says that I wish to seek your face. That your I want to seek your presence. Al Tas Be Panecha Mimeni Al Tas Be Af Av Decha Ezrasi Ayista Al Pitcheni Be Al Tas Beini Elohei Yishi. Do not hide your face from me. Do not become angry at your servants. Please be my help. Do not forsake me, God of my salvation. For my mother and father have forsaken me, and Hashem will gather me in. Teach me, Hashem, your way, and guide me in the straight path for the sake of Of my righteous ones. Do not place me in the hands of my enemies, for false witnesses have come up upon me who breathe robbery. Had I not trusted to see the good of God in the land of the living, hope to God, strengthen your hearts and hope to God. 130. A song of ascent from the depths, I will call to God. God, listen to my voice. Tilt your ear to my prayers, to the voice of my supplication. If you truly remembered and guarded all my sins, God, who would be able to stand? For with you is forgiveness, so that you should be held in awe. I hope to God, my soul hopes to God, for His word I yearn for. My soul is to God from the guardians of the dawn. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai ki im Adonai chesed v'arbeim ofidus. Hope to God, for with God is kindness, and with redemption is great with Him. V'hu yitzeis Yisrael makol avanosav, and He will redeem Israel from all of its sins. We will now recite the prayer for those that are ill, Mishaberach. Mishaberach Avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo. He who blessed our forefathers Abraham Yitzchak and Yaakov Moshe and Aaron David and Solomon Bimoseinu Sarah Karachev Leah, our mothers Sarah Rachel Rebecca and Leah. Hu Yivarech Birapi Zacholim. May He bless and heal all the sick. Please insert the names of those you wish to pray for at this point. Avur Shekol Akol Mizbal and Bavuram, for the sake that all of us on this call were all praying for them. Bischarze Akadosh Baruch Hu Imalei Rachamim Malehem. In this merit, may God have mercy on all of them. Lachlimam Raposam Lachdikam Lachiosam, to have compassion for them, to heal them, to strengthen them, to give them life. V'yishlach lehem mehera refuah shlema min hashamayim, and send to them quickly a full healing from heaven. L'machaber Ibrahim u'shtagidehem, to all 248 of their limbs and all 365 of their sinews, all of their body parts, they should all have a complete healing. B'soch sharchal Yisrael, within all of the other sickly of Israel. And they should have a healing of the spirit and a healing of the body. Now, at a very, very speedily, and let us all say, Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Ruby. As we transition into the next part of our call, how are you and the great community of Birmingham doing?
Baruch Hashem, we're all well, thank God. It's our shul is physically not, we're not physically together, but Baruch Hashem, we're all hunkering down and people are safe, and there's a lot of chesed and kindness going on in the community, trying to take care of everybody, delivering packages to the needy and making sure everybody's okay. And we're running as much classes as we can online. And Baruch Hashem, we even started an FM radio service where I used an FM transmitter. People come in their cars and we read from the Torah. That's on a Sunday night. And we sing and we come together as much as we can. So Baruch Hashem, we're doing as well as we possibly can.
Right. Well, so to get us started, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Birmingham, I've had the great fortune to visit a number of times, to spend time with you, with the shul and with the community. Would it be possible to give us a brief overview of the shul and the community?
Of course. Well, Birmingham, Alabama has a very historic community from the 1880s when Jews emigrated here because there was a huge steel industry. Birmingham was even named for Birmingham in England because Birmingham in England was a large steel industry, and so too Birmingham was a large supplier of steel during that time. So there are many economic opportunities, so lots of shuls came here. Lots of Jews came here and set up synagogues. My shul is it's the Orthodox shul. It's 130 years old, the congregation. And you could say in our community we have one of everything. We have one of each shul. We have Jewish denomination that is there. So, the Baruch Hashem, it's very, people here are just wonderful, very nice. We have in Alabama also, people have a sense, like even everyone, just the populace, Jewish and non-Jewish, have a sense that it's, of God, almost, that you should, that to be godly, that it's important to be part of a spiritual community, part of a religious community, and people are extremely, extremely nice here, and they're very, very welcoming towards Jews, and it's a very close-knit community. We all do our best to take care of each other, to come together. We all work together. All colors of Judaism come together, and Hashem, there's kosher meat at we have a wonderful Trader Joe's here that stocks up on kosher meat, and we have Baruch Hashem, everything that we need, and it's a real zechus to be out here in the South, in that where people might not know that Jews are, but we're here and we're all, and we we're very glad and fortunate to be here.
Right, and I'll echo that it truly is a special community of wonderful people. It's a trait I've found really as I've traveled for the OU and in the Deep South and the Southeast. It's really a salt of the earth, a genuine, kind, good-giving people, and it is certainly the case in Birmingham, Alabama, as well. Ruby, we've been talking a lot about growth during the pandemic. Your opening remarks talking about seeing more than just the silver lining, seeing the Achdus, seeing the closeness of people around the world working together towards the common good. How would you say your community has grown as a result of the pandemic?
Yeah, it's, I say, first of all, obviously like you said, the tremendous sense of Achdus, of unity, of coming together, of caring for each other has definitely increased. Like we said, people in the community, communal organizations have gotten together to deliver food to Jews and non-Jews who need it, to make sure seniors are well taken care of, people who are most vulnerable. Also, I would say one of the growth things, the opportunities for growth that have happened is we've become more acquainted with technology. When we come together as a community, we always value face to face. We want to get together face to face, and that's very, very important to come together and learn from each other that way. But also, it's been a way that we have been exploring this incredible new science that technologies that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, that we can come together in different ways. And not only that, people who might not have come to services otherwise, or might not have come to different programs otherwise, because of the new technology they're coming. Because of they're saying, oh, I don't have to leave my house. I can come to Zoom and hear Torah. Oh, just like on this call, people to get 700 people together is no small feat. We wouldn't be able to do this without it. So people are constantly growing, and I really think that in that sense, we can reach out and get more Jews as much as we can of people who are not acquainted with their heritage, but through this technology that we're finally being pushed to use, what we have to give and the message we have to give to the world can be amplified, and it's in that sense we're growing. Even the people in my community who are a little bit older and averse to using might be, or at least sometimes we say like, oh, they're a little averse. They've jumped on the wagon, and it's been really a beautiful thing to see that we're
amazing.
We're learning and growing.
Fantastic, man! Definitely, we've heard that really around the country. How Zoom and other technologies have certainly opened different portals of entry for people to connect more with each other, with shul and with community. Rabbi Ruby, thank you so much for being on the call today. And I'll add that Rabbi Ruby is the most eligible bachelor in Birmingham and a truly wonderful person. Rabbi Ruby, thank you for providing us with a brief picture of your wonderful community. And as they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillos, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered with tova, and may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the master of the world, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Wednesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Dr. Jason Weiner, Congregation Knesset Israel in Los Angeles. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.